Tiene la palabra el representante permanente de Jamaica.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I first of all would wish to offer sympathies to all those who have suffered and to all those who have family members and friends who have suffered in the disaster of the 12th of January. I would also like to thank all those who have helped. Some 62 countries, we gather, have sent representatives to the sister republic of Haiti. In this respect, one has to mention the leadership of Secretary General Jose Miguel Insulza, of Assistant Secretary General Ambassador Ramdin, and of Dr. Mirta Roses of the Pan American Health Organization, and also Senor John Quinones of the Pan American Development Fund, which is in charge of the coordination of the resources here in Washington, and who I am told has been doing, the organization has been doing under his guidance, extremely good job in Haiti. Mr. Chairman, I speak on behalf of the Council of Foreign and Community Relations of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, of which Haiti is a part. We have a population of 15 million, 9 million of whom live in the Republic of Haiti. So I am not speaking as the general public, I'm speaking as a part of the family which has been affected. Speaking from Jamaica, I am particularly concerned because when I spoke last week, I told you that the tectonic plates which rubbed against each other are related between Jamaica and Haiti. The particular fault is the Enriquillo plant and garden fault. And that Enriquillo is from Haiti and plant and garden is from Jamaica. We are therefore extremely fortunate that the particular manifestation was on the eastern section of the fault and not on the western section. You should, however, know that in Jamaica we did have aftershocks and the buildings of downtown Kingston were evacuated during the earthquake. So it is for us a personal experience. On the night after the earthquake, the 13th, there was a meeting in Kingston of CARICOM, Mr. Chairman. We had the Prime Minister of Barbados. We had the Prime Minister of the CARICOM group, the Honorable Mr. Skerritt. We had Edwin Carrington, the Secretary General of the Caribbean Community, and other officials. And what was done was to nominate Jamaica as the staging point for aid which will come through CARICOM to Haiti. We have established a staging ground at the airport in Port-au-Prince, and we have another one in Kingston, and goods are consistently arriving and being shuttled over. We're particularly grateful to Air Canada and the Government of Canada, which is assisting us with moving the goods from Kingston to Port-au-Prince. Mr. Chair, I should advise that at the meeting in Montreal, the former Prime Minister of Jamaica, Mr. Percival J. Patterson, has been nominated and accepted as the CARICOM representative to that group, and he was present at the meeting in Montreal. Mr. Chair, CARICOM is extremely pleased, indeed overjoyed, at the tone of the discussions this morning, since everyone has stressed the importance of the imperative of the government of Haiti being in charge of the process. And I think the reason why everyone said it is because a number of reports have been made. From the very morning after the earthquake, there was talk of a lack of coordination and a lack of management. This is after an earthquake has destroyed all the standing buildings, and when everyone was attempting to see if they were still alive and who was passed on and who had not passed on, every member of the government had lost someone in the family, and still there were people coming to claim that there was no organization. And yet, Mr. Chair, All the television things that I have seen have shown a Haitian people who are patient, who are organized, who are grateful for the help that they receive. And the gratitude of the help is something that all of us this morning must applaud, which is the spontaneous generosity of the human spirit, where people have taken their private planes from God knows where and flown into Haiti and have been of assistance. I would relate one particular instance. Such a group came from some pediatricians and orthopedic surgeons from New York who took down their supplies on their own plane and arrived in Port-au-Prince and searched around to find a hospital, which they eventually did, from which they could operate. They worked for 6 days spelling one another until they were totally exhausted and all of their supplies had run out. And then they tried to leave. But there were hundreds of people waiting for assistance and wouldn't allow them to leave. And they saw a group of peacekeepers. And the group of peacekeepers was the smallest group of peacekeepers who were on duty, a group from Jamaica. And they took them through the crowd to the airport for them to return. That is just one single episode of hundreds of similar instances which show that the common humanity of man to man, of woman to woman, continues to exist. And it makes us pleased to be alive. Mr. Chairman, we, CARICOM, is organizing 3 areas of assistance. One, we have a surgical team of pediatricians who work for 2 weeks and are spelled by another team. We have a team that is involved in peacekeeping, which I mentioned before, and of course we are involved with the delivery of supplies which are coming from around the world through CARICOM to Haiti. The CARICOM caucus of ambassadors here in Washington has not been completely idle, and I am pleased to see and note the long list of persons who spoke before I did. And it is to you, gentlemen and ladies, that I now address myself. We are proposing to have 2 events, one of which we can give the details of, the other we can't at this time. The first will be a Requiem High Mass at the Basilica Church by Catholic University, which will be on Saturday, the 20th of February. All diplomats in the United States will be welcome. But diplomats from the Latin American family are especially welcome because you will be a part of the hosts. We are requesting that if you so desire, your flag be placed on the altar. His Worship, the Archbishop of Washington, Donald Worley, has asked me to send you this greeting and to know that you are expected and you are welcome. No matter what faith you are, it will be a high mass of interfaith. If you like good music, we invite you to come because the cathedral choir will be putting on an excellent offering for you. We expect to have some small envelopes which will be dedicated to persons of goodwill who wish to make their contribution felt not only with their lips, but with their lives and with their pockets. We are looking ourselves, the Caribbean Caucus, into Haiti to see if we can find a project related to young people. We have asked Ambassador Roberto Saladin from the Dominican Republic to be in touch with you and to coordinate you on that. There's another function which will be held, and that is a function to simply raise money. We don't wish to give you the details now, but I advise you that it will be coming. The proper name of the Basilica is the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, and we hope for your full support for that event. But in particular, we are grateful CARICOM is for the continual love and spontaneous outpouring, not only of goods and money, but of friendship towards the sister republic of Haiti, the second independent country in the Americas, a country which only them and the United States were able to retain their independence for many, many years and have given all the rest of us the freedom. Haiti has paid its dues. We are due to continue paying back Haiti for the tremendous gift of freedom which it showed to us in the hemisphere. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Gracias, embajador, y al CARICOM por su presentación.